Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we return to our study of the New Testament letter of 1 John. So I'll begin by reading 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Last time we thought about the new commandment that John is writing about, that new commandment being the expression of God's love in both Jesus Christ and in the lives of believers. We thought about light and darkness, the kingdom of darkness being Satan's kingdom, and the kingdom of light being God's kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Today, as we look into verses 9 and 11, we find the Apostle John using the word hate. So let's take some time today to think about the word hate and its relation to the word love. He writes, quote, "Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." In his letter, the apostle is really pressing folks to recognize the difference between a profession of faith and real possession of faith. It's one thing for a person to profess faith in Christ. It's another thing altogether for that person to actually possess faith in Jesus Christ. It's easy to declare something. It's easy to claim that we follow Jesus. It's another thing altogether that we actually live out that faith. It's another thing altogether for our faith in Christ to actually influence our thinking, decisions, words, and actions. Remember the context of the letter of 1 John. False teachers had gained a foothold and were negatively influencing people in the church. So the apostle is exhorting his readers to pay attention to the actions of these false teachers, not merely their words. Words are important, and they often express what resides in the heart, but actions are important too. A question we all ought to be asking ourselves is this: do my attitudes and actions authenticate the truth of what I claim to believe? Said another way, is my behavior consistent with what I claim to believe? So, in verses 9 and 11, the Apostle John uses that word hate. He says that hate reveals something. It reveals that a person is in darkness. He says that the person who hates does not know where he is going, because darkness has blinded his eyes. Okay, as we know, John has the heretical false teachers in mind. They claim to be enlightened. They claim to have some special spiritual insight. Yet their actions prove them to be arrogant, self-righteous, and self-centered. They didn't love others in a sacrificial way. They were using people to build a following for themselves rather than building people to follow Christ. So, John gets very direct and shows that these false teachers were not true believers. They don't love, they hate. They're not in the light, they're in darkness. Now, it would be far too easy to just apply John's word to the false teachers, but then to ignore any application to our own lives. Sadly, there are many who profess to know Christ, but in their own personal life, they do not practice honest biblical love. Many relationships, families, and churches are torn apart by ungodly conflict, where some individuals insist on getting their own way with little regard to the well-being of others, and very little regard for the glory of Christ. John shows that love is inseparable from light, just as hatred is surely bound up with darkness. For John, there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground where someone can be sort of loving, but also be sort of vile and mean-spirited too. Love and hate, light and darkness. As far as John is concerned, these things cannot coexist in the same heart. Well, John uses that word hate, and on first glance, we might think that the word hate is a pretty strong word. The dictionary tells us that hate is a feeling of extreme hostility or extreme dislike for another. And we all know that feeling of dislike, that sense of extreme hostility toward another. In the natural, unredeemed human heart, it's a common emotion. Hate can be expressed in two different ways. It can be active, where we participate in malicious talk or take part in actions that hurt others. We can strike them or beat them or verbally abuse them or mistreat them in some other way. We can attack them and we can slander them behind their back. All these are active expressions of hate, active expressions of living in darkness. Hate can also be expressed passively. It can be expressed by indifference, by coldness, by isolation, by exclusion, by unconcern for another. Someone has said very well that indifference is the cruelest form of hate. Perhaps the worst form of hate is enabling people to rebel against God. Hate, in its most wicked form, causes people to think, talk, and act in ways that actually violate the character and integrity of God Himself. Or that hate may cause others to be indifferent towards the things of God. People can be very loving on an emotional level and can empathize deeply with the pain of others, and in their empathy, they enable others to sin against God. They enable them to act in ways that are opposed to the will of God, or they enable indifference towards the truth of God. Although shrouded in emotional or empathetic care, this too is ultimately hate, because it has moved people further away from godly obedience rather than moving them towards greater godliness. John also uses that word stumble, which means to get tripped up, or to get entangled in the feet. In the New Testament, stumbling refers to sinning. John used the word stumble to explain that when a person truly loves others, as a reflection of their own love for Christ, they will not cause others to sin. When people claim to be Christians, when people claim to follow Christ, but yet they cause others to stumble and sin in word or deed, when they cause others to sacrifice integrity in their own walk of faith, well, that is not loving. Intentionally causing others to stumble into sin and to move further away from God is not the mark of a loving, self-sacrificing, true believer. To love someone means to sacrificially seek their highest good. Hating someone causes them to stumble so that they cannot reach their highest good. Simply agreeing with another person, simply befriending another person, is not necessarily an action that seeks the other person's highest and best good. Loving others, in the Christian context, means more than simply extending acts of kindness towards others. As important as that is, biblical self-sacrificing agape love means more. Loving others in the Christian worldview means to sacrificially do good while at the same time pointing to the cross of Jesus Christ. Christian love seeks the highest and best good of the other person. It never seeks to do good at the expense of biblical truth. And the highest good for any person is that they know Jesus Christ as their Savior and as the leader of their life. When we love others, we sacrificially love them in practical ways that will clearly point to Jesus and exhort them to live in biblical faithfulness to the Lord Jesus. Isn't that what Jesus Himself did? In His earthly ministry, Jesus did so much good for others. He provided food, He provided physical healings, He calmed people's fears, and He did these things while pointing to God. He did these things while calling people to sincere repentance and faith. He did these things while calling people to enter into a real relationship with God. Jesus dealt with real physical needs, but satisfying those physical needs was simply a tool in his overarching project, his project of pointing people to a new, eternally satisfying relationship with God. Hating people causes people to move further away from God. Hating people enables them to make excuses for their own disobedience. Hating others causes them to be indifferent to God. Loving people leads them to deeply consider their own relationship with Jesus. So, these false teachers were causing people to stumble in their walk of faith. These false teachers, in their words and actions, were denying fundamental truth claims, and in doing this, they were causing people to stumble. Real Christian faith is grounded in the truth of the Bible, and it helps people grow closer to God. False Christians claim some sort of religious kinship with Jesus, but they ultimately cause people to stumble into sin and grow further away from God. This is darkness. This is not biblical love. And the lack of self-sacrificing agape love is an indicator that one may not truly be walking with Jesus Christ. Next time, we'll consider what the Apostle John has to say about walking in light and the spiritual growth process. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. If you think others would benefit from these messages, remember to share the podcast in your social network. And join us next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.